Hello, Bryce Mills here. Hope you're well. I'm loving hanging out with you. And you know, the Head On Photo Festival's coming up very, very soon. One of the people that you can see the work of at said festival is William Yang, and has been in the game for ages. Absolutely one of the photography legends, known for sort of recording this in the 70s and 80s, the gay community and the party scene that was coming through, and a lot of like real... just quality work in his collection. It's just massive. And he's on the phone now. William, hey, how you doing?
Hi, Bryce.
Hey, so I know this is obviously going to be a big festival, and you've been in the game for a while, sort of known for exploring issues of cultural and sexual identity. But in terms of this festival this year, what are we going to be seeing from you work-wise?
You're going to be seeing a bit of the Mardi Gras, and you're going to be seeing photographs of the beach. That's at Maunsell Wicks Gallery in Paddington. But I've also got another exhibition, which is Landscape, and that'll be shown at Art Atrium in Bondi Junction, and also at Surrey Hills at Live in Art. So that's spread over three galleries.
With something as big as Mardi Gras, I know, for example, this year it was just such a significant party in the wake of, obviously, the whole plebiscite and all the stuff like that. Is it hard to sort of be there doing your photography when part of you is like, man, I really wish I could just party? Like, is it hard to resist the temptation to just sort of want to drop the camera and just dance kind of thing with stuff like that?
No, because I only ever go to the party, for example, to take photos. And I never listen to the music, and I'm happiest when I take photos, even at social events. I've just sort of become I experience the world through a camera, and so I'm happiest when I'm taking photos. But this Mardi Gras was great because it was the 40th anniversary this year, and it was rather special because at the parade they recreated some of the classic floats of past years, of the past 40 years. And it was rather a wonderful event. And I've also mixed them up with some archival photographs of early Mardi Gras that I took in the 80s. So because I've been taking photographs for so long, I'm able to show current photographs and also a bit of historic archival photographs as well. So that's how I put together my exhibitions. And the landscape one is similar. I show current photographs I took this year, and also black and white photographs that I took in the 80s and the 90s.
Has there been, do you think, I guess with the landscapes, was there something that made you want to explore that? I mean, because it's almost like two different genres there, and I don't know, is there something that's made
it
you
is
think?
They're very different genres. One's virtually with people and one's without people, but to me they're all parts of photography for me. And landscape photography is very popular with ordinary people, with photographers, and so I like photographing people and social events, but I also like photographing landscape. And these landscape photographs, well, I began to look at landscape seriously when I became Taoist, which is a Chinese philosophy. And the Taoists are very big on nature, the natural order of things. And I began to see landscape as a part of a source and a life force that runs through everything. And so there's a kind of philosophy behind my landscapes, although on another level, they're just beautiful pictures.
So is that like if you're walking down the street and I'm walking next to you and I'm just seeing a bunch of buildings, is it more like you're seeing all these different angles and shapes and this looks like it could represent this and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, that's what photography is like. And I think that even as I get older and develop as a photographer, I see more wonderment in the things around me. perhaps even more than when I first started off, although I'm more selective now since I've been taking photographs for over 40 years. Mm. I'm more selective in what I photograph, in that my work kind of has fallen into themes. And one of the themes, well, landscape is one of the themes, and also gay community is another theme, and also family and social events is are other themes, and also the Chinese are another theme, Chinese in Australia. So I tend to take photographs that fit into my themes, because then it's easier to put work together.
Do you have a photo that you're most proud of, or do you think it's like your most important photo you've ever taken?
Not
it's a tough question.
Just one that stands out, but I'm showing a few classics in this one. For example, I've got one of the beach where I've gold leafed one of my photographs. And it's called Golden Summer. It's of a lifesaver, and I've gold leafed the background. And that one's been very popular. In the landscape photography, I've got Dawn in Central Australia, which is a silhouette of Uluru. So it's just in the very early morning, and you can just make out Uluru in the morning glow of dawn. And so that's one of my favourite landscapes. It's quite mysterious.
Mm.
Well, and also at the Mardi Gras, there was one fabulous photograph that I took this year, which is just a whole lot of people. They're all looking happy, and they're from different parts of the world. There's an African person there who's right in the middle. He's kind of... he's got a magic switch, and he's totally culturally different from other people in the photographs. But they're all together, and they're celebrating Mardi Gras. And I think that how I look at Mardi Gras now, and with a lot of my photography, is that I like to embrace diversity and show different cultures and try to reflect the makeup of the diverse cultural landscape we live in today, which is Australia.
Mm. Well, it's all happening at the Head On Photo Festival. If you're keen to go check it out, if you're keen to hear or see these photos that you are hearing about, it's all happening there. And William Yang, it's been great to hear from you. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Okay, Bryce. Thank you.
There you go, William Yang, photographer extraordinaire, been in the game for like over 40 years, and Head On Photo Festival.